All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming Plays Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. My name is Joe. I'm joined by my great big friend. That's right, so big. Big in all the right ways, the most important ways. Brad.
Ah. Thank you. Finally.
I was really wondering who that was going to be.
It's nice. It's just nice to have someone else notice for once, you know?
Yes.
playing Hank, of course. And, of course, Jean playing Benedict.
Hello.
I'm not going to say anything about Jean says, and I'm going to reserve my hurtful comments about Dace playing Lucia.
Lay into me. What's the worst... What's the thing you hate most about me?
Yeah. Busiek. I hate what you've born into our podcast.
That okay. Hurts. That
I'll take that to
I'm
heart.
I'm joking.
And I'll
I'm just joking.
Roll with it.
I'm joking.
I love that the... Oh, he said the
I'm
thing.
Joking.
I love that the Hank Busiek thing has beginning to soak into Brad as a person.
Yes.
This is the opposite of character bleed. Like,
what is the reverse?
Your character is bleeding into yourself.
Yeah. We were actually just talking about a movie that we have talked about before. We were just sitting here in the break before waiting for the countdown. We were just gushing again. About
hardcore porn, Jenna Jameson.
Okay, oh. All right. We were not talking about that. We were talking about Annihilation, which is one of the best suspense thrillers. What was the psychological horror type movies just like I've ever seen? And we were specifically talking about the sound design. And as a non-musician. I listen to my musician friends just gush about sound design. I'm like, I don't get it, guys. It sounds good to me, too, but I just don't have that appreciation for it that I feel like you guys do. I don't know if there's anything to that or not.
That's on you, man.
You're right. That's my
shortcoming. I can appreciate music a little bit better than everyone else. You know?
Oh, yeah. As
like,
a musician,
you are.
I mean, there's tons of bands I bet you haven't even heard of that I know.
Oh,
I'm not even gonna tell you about.
Because you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it. You know, if you're not a musician,
right
you don't
now
get
Brad
it.
Is brandishing a mustache and a monocle. He somehow has a monocle yeah. on.
Where did the monocle come from?
And a top hat.
Oh, where'd you get that?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Did you set that on hand?
It's there by his webcam. Just locked and loaded, ready to go.
It's a filter. You caught me.
It's a filter. But yeah, I don't know. Like, that's one of those things I would really love to go back and watch again. There are definitely some bits of media that are definitely worth going back and getting a rewatch, no matter how long it's been. What?
Sound design, The Lighthouse versus Annihilation.
Oh, don't get Dace started.
Fighting.
Don't you do this.
This is just poking the bear.
You have to
this
choose.
This is a loaded question for me in particular.
You have to choose.
You have to choose.
Which
it's
one do you like better, sound design-wise?
This is cruel.
You son of a bitch. You absolute son of a bitch.
You really hold his feet to the fire.
Annihilation.
Okay,
wow.
he took a stand.
I'll remember that.
Annihilation.
Remember that.
Yeah.
I feel like Brad's response would have been the same regardless. It's like, this is a trap. You're going to feel bad about each answer that you give. And he's going to go, wow. Yeah.
This is the people that know you the best can hurt you the
can
worst.
Hurt you
yes.
the worst.
Yes.
And fuck you for that, Brad.
Hey, that you made the choice.
Yeah, he's just—I mean,
also,
he just gave you the choice. You made it.
Choice?
You know, in our pre-recording conversation, like we do really tend to gravitate towards the same, like four or five horror movies.
God, we do.
As like our representation of like
of
so
good.
I would like listeners. listeners out there, like, you know our taste by now, like, you know, Lighthouse, Annihilation, Hereditary, Midsommar. What else you guys got?
Oh, The Empty Man.
Oh yeah,
The Descent.
You're missing out.
Cock.
Excuse me?
I had a good one. Haven't.
That's... You know what I'm talking about? Cabinet of Curiosities.
Oh, okay. Right.
Jesus.
That was unexpected.
Oh, I'll tell you. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this
but
is one
my,
we...
My intention... go ahead, Brad.
...have talked about on here that is, like, one of the top animes that also kind of falls into psychological horror is Perfect Blue. Have you ever seen that, John or Joe?
Yes.
Perfect
That's
Blue.
That's fantastic. Yes.
It's like
I was like,
could be like a movie. Like, you know, sometimes anime like falls into like anime realm, but like that could literally be shot one to one as like a live action movie. And
yeah,
I don't think I've ever
what
heard
I was going
that.
For is
you should check it out, Joe.
Everybody out there listening to us, if you could forward us some good horror films to watch.
Yeah.
So that we don't talk about the same five films every single time.
Broaden our horizons of
horizons.
I'm tired of hearing Dace talk about Lighthouse. So please,
and how much he hates the sound design of
Lighthouse. Let me go, amigo. Doodle, let me go.
There he goes.
Hurrah, we let her go. Doodle, let me go.
Please, someone help me.
This is a plea for help.
No, like I would really love
Should
to hear.
Pale death or trouble
nope.
dead.
Nope, I'll mute you.
Make the ocean cave our bed.
But I mean, there is. Right. I guess it's like, you know, because we obviously have similar tastes. I mean, we hang out. We do. We like Delta Green together. You know, so like we're gonna kind of run the same on that. But I think there's definitely. I would love to hear what other people have to say. I guess I would kind of be interested in, like, what are people who like us, what are they like? Are we...
I don't
are
think
we
anybody
them...
likes us.
There is that. There's the whole no one likes us kind of situation as well.
Oh, did you mean like us? Likened to us, I see.
Oh, no. They enjoy the podcast, is what
okay.
I meant.
I see.
Real quick, something I did mention toward the end of last time, I wanted to share this. KT, once again, just absolutely grand slamming it at right out of the park. Right here, let's see, we'll do our live reveal here for Busiak. Like, what an absolute champ.
So great.
I am a little disappointed that we did not get to see the mannequin codpiece. So I'll be sharing that that with KT. You know, but I think she'll get it. But just absolutely incredible, right?
Yeah, knocked out of the park. KT,
just every
Purple
single
continues
time.
To deliver.
There.
Amazing.
Yeah, look at the pain in those eyes.
I
old
fucking
stare.
Loved it.
Yep.
Cool,
and I think there was
cool
like
stare.
A prescient framing of fire in the background from the grenade he just threw out the window. I think that was like prescient.
Yeah. Yeah, and so speaking of the thing we just did, let's talk about the thing we just did. How about that? Last time, you guys...
Just a bit of admin. Can you let me like edit the shit on the board? I just want to move things around so that I can...
I
don't get shouted at by the DM about how bad our note-taking was.
I thought you already could move it.
When we just don't know what's happening because I can't, like, move things. Like, this house is stale. This house is stale.
You can't move
anything?
I don't
want to see the house. No. I can move some things.
I don't... Okay, I'll
anyway,
mess with it.
We can move on.
So last time you guys, after crash landing into the secret city in the secret Yatil, you guys took shelter. What?
Are we the aliens?
I guess, in a way. Not in like the like extraterrestrial, but you're alien and you're
definitely
in a foreign
extraterrestrial.
Land. Okay, never mind. You guys are aliens. You guys are aliens on this in this very alien place, which seems to be a combination of, I don't know, like Victorian era kind of architecture and just like and strangeness. But you guys crash landed here. You went and got some rest But things are not as they seem, as Hank discovered when he meatballed that steamer trunk that he attempted to open while he was looking for clothes for you guys. You guys began the arduous journey towards the looming palace. And I would like to revisit just very, very briefly, very, very briefly, the instructions, the letter that you guys received from Abigail, which was something you guys got at the end of chapter 2 when you guys escaped the Nightlands. and Busiak has no idea who Abigail is, although I believe he has heard these guys talk about her. This is what you guys received from that weird, and keep in mind, do you guys remember how you were delivered this particular missive? Mm-mm. I believe it was Hank who received it. I believe there was a clockwork child. A weird mechanical child that delivered this thing to you. With the instructions, find J.C. Linz at Hotel Broad Albin. Go now. Go to the hotel. The labyrinth, the author, the bottle, the city, the lake, the shadow, the battle, then the party, the dance, the girl in blue, the one singing. Nothing is true except out is through. Love and kisses, Abby. So, you guys have found the lake. And you have found the city's shadow. So it appears that there might be battle in your future, which you have already run up against a little bit, as you discover, of all things, what appears to be a German Luftwaffe fighter or dive bomber or something in this building, who attempted to kill you with his last, and the pilot of this plane attempted to kill you with his last gasp, as Busiak bravely picks up the grenade, rockets it out, perfect three-pointer right off the rim.
And one.
With the grenade.
Spiral throw,
yep, just absolutely kills it. So, that is where we are at now. This has all just happened. This guy is very much dead. But here you are in this house, having attempted to move toward the palace. So, gentlemen, my friends, what do you do?
Holy shit, Busiak. You just three-pointed that grenade out the window.
Yeah. It's just
another day. Just another day of the office, you know, for Busiak, really.
I mean, you guys win them mazes for like a little bit. Like, I was there for like quite a long time, and like I guess I'm sort of used to this sort of life and death situations. They are in every room. They're behind every door.
He's so humble. He's so humble.
it's a trait you like in a leader, honestly.
All right, well, someone just roll something. That was great. Let's move on. I'm gonna search this body.
Yeah, let's search him.
Okay, you find a set of keys to a Stuka dive bomber. I guess keys. They have keys. and the problem is the Stuka is stuck in the building.
And the ignition's blocked.
Okay.
And it's out.
We'll never get it flying again. He throws the keys on the ground.
Damn it!
There's probably some sort of like ordnance in there.
It's on fire, though.
I'm not climbing up there. It's on fire.
Yeah.
Well, is there? So you're just searching searching the pilot, right? Right. If you go to search him, you might find. I don't suppose you speak German, do you?
Okay. I dabble.
You find papers written in German. They look to be like maybe frequencies and stuff like that. They look to be, you know, just like military stuff. But they're all written in German, so it's going to be hard for you to know what they are anyway.
Did he say what I thought he said before he pulled that grenade?
Yes. He said Heil Hitler.
Oh, damn it, John.
I didn't hear you say it again.
It's a historical context, guys.
It's just a historical context, guys. It's totally cool. He's dead now. He's dead, and we're glad.
Okay. Hank turns to Boozy. He said, "Did Benedict just say what I thought he said?"
Don't do it. I sort of...
Guys, I'm a historian.
I'm
by trade.
What the hell is a World War II German soldier doing in a place like this? On reason.
It's something. Be cool, man.
Dace is scheming to say something.
But he's going to keep it inside where it belongs.
He's going to keep it bottled up and it's going to come out so horribly later. Alright, we should move on.
Guys. Yes. Yes. Should move on. We're recording so late at night.
We are. Yeah, everyone's very tired.
We should just move on.
You leave the building back onto the street. What would you like to do now?
We leave Hitler on his bed where he belongs.
It's not him.
And we...
Okay. He can't.
Okay, we need to get towards the palace. Is everybody okay? No bullet wounds, nothing. No mental wounds.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking fine.
I'm
just
about to break vanity wise.
Do you need a nap?
What? Hank? What do you mean? Are you okay, Hank? You need a talk? Like, you're a fucking great guy, Hank. Like, I ain't known you very fucking long, but you're a really fucking good guy. So, like,
God, what a great leader to motivate his, you know, his team. Like, just so good to see him in action.
Hank's paranoid, but he's lying. He's after me.
No, this is a good idea, Hank, because I'm one of your bonds, and we should chat, and then your willpower will be replenished. So let's chat.
Saw you when we sort of crashed. Like, I saw you, Hank. I saw you sort of like, what would you call it? It'd be like a...
Like cradled.
Papa bear sort of situation. I saw you take Benedict into your arms and you just like absorbed all that shock and you fucking saved his life.
Yeah.
That was fucking heroic.
Thank you.
Buziak, I hate to say it. I know it was Hank.
Everything that you've said behind my back about you being a leader and me being a piece of shit is completely wiped away and I've forgotten all about it. Thank you, Buziak. We're good as friends now.
Anyway, what would you guys like to do?
Wait, question, is there any like willpower replenishment from engaging with your bonds?
No, you made that
okay.
up.
Probably not. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I made
face.
It up confidently.
It's like, Will Smith confused me. Like the confused meme.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
All right, so, on we go.
Okay, who's taking the lead here?
Let's just scout from the window here to see if there are any other asshole Germans in other windows, maybe. Could we scout ahead a little bit from up here?
You can.
What, alertness?
Yeah, alert. I think alertness is pretty good.
Benedict's myopia does not help.
Yeah, he's got nothing. Who's going to lead the charge here as we're going forward?
Boosiak will.
Okay. Boosiak, go ahead and make me a sanity check.
Sure. Success 62, under 66.
Okay. All right. Let's just gonna look at something. So I'm gonna give you this choice. As Boosiak is moving forward, it seems as if it gets to the point, Boosiak, where you're leading this party, and you start to get the feeling that the almost like the city itself is pushing you back. That maybe you turn a corner and there's one of these destroyed buildings, but so you have to double back. But then as you double back, you find yourself even further back than you guys were. You see something you remember, a shop, an apartment, or a car that you recall. And it feels like the city itself is like resisting you. And there's even that thing at the edge of your periphery where you can almost see things like the buildings shifting and moving. You never hear anything, you never see anything directly. It's always right on the edge of your periphery. Do you think Busiak would use his willpower to push through this and burn a willpower point? Or do you think 100%. This is going to go to his brain? He's going to take sanity damage.
No, you just push through it.
All right. So you're going to lose one willpower point as you kind of, you like notice that Carcosa is like shifting around you.
Okay.
But you persevere and you push through, and maybe, you know, maybe there is a part where, you know, again, one of these, you know, like a still burning kind of building that's collapsed. You're like, fuck this. We're pushing right through the middle. Like, and you just like, you always will yourself forward. Let me get Jean, do you think you'd roll me a D6?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you roll me a D6?
That's a 3.
Excellent. Excellent news. Okay. You guys are, as you guys are traveling, you see ahead of you something that you have not seen a lot of. Like, every now and then there is a street light on. And by the way, some of these street lights are gas. Some of them are electric. They don't always seem like they're from the same city. They're piecemeal. But they're rarely on. But you see down ahead of you, you see at a corner, you see not only is there a street light, but you also see that there is light on in the corner apartment on the second floor. You see that there are lights on, and there's a moment where, you know, maybe it is Benedict. You know, Benedict, you think you might see someone move. Like, there's like curtains in the windows. You feel like you might see someone move past the light.
Somebody's up there, guys. Just be on guard. Maybe we stick to the buildings. Let's not make ourselves exposed. We should probably push ahead with that. And you know what, Busiak? Seeing as though you like taking out doors and breaching and entering, so to speak, I want you to have this. And he gingerly, like, takes out the flashbang. He's like, this is yours to use.
How long has Benedict had this damn flashbang? It's been a long
time. He had two originally, and this is the one that's left. Use it well.
This is a fucking beautiful gift, and I appreciate you giving that to me.
Yeah.
And then he fumbles it, and he accidentally triggers it.
You guys are all standing here as it falls at your feet, and then blow, just like in all of your ears.
All right, so I'll remove remove that from my character sheet.
Yeah, so go ahead and remove that. It's gone. You no longer have flashbang. So you guys see this apartment, or do you just want to travel on and not fuck with it, or what?
I don't know, fellas. I'm not feeling good about this whole place. It's up to you guys, but I don't want to push forward to the palace if we can.
How do we know which way?
The palace is where we need to go.
But how do we know how to get to the palace? If there's anything we've learned from the labyrinth and from everything else,
shifting around.
There's as you guys are like, you know, maybe you're probably like taking cover, kind of like I assume you're not just standing out in the middle of the street, just like, yeah, which way do we fucking go? Like, so you guys are like probably stand back a little ways, and you see, and it's a little bit of a distance, but you see what appears to be arms come out the window. You see now there's like a clothesline that extends out from the lit window, and you see what appears to be someone pulling in laundry off the clothesline.
Oh.
Suppose we could ask for directions. The risk.
Or get a disguise.
from that clothing.
Of course.
I like it. Now I want to talk to her.
To Blinda.
Let's go talk. We go into... Okay.
Oh, Jesus. There may be tea. We have to. We have to go. We have to go and meet this person. She will make us some tea.
Easy now, Benedict.
Benedict breaks for the apartment. He's gone.
Never seen a man move.
You know how
fast
you get when you have tea.
I need it.
A little bit of tea is okay. Too much tea.
This is what happens.
So we'll go there.
All right, you're going to... So it's like one of those apartments that has the entryway that's, you know, like a... That's just like a hallway. Like, it's very small, like a very small vestibule with like a door to the first door apartment and then stairs that go straight up to the second floor. And who's going to go first, do we think?
It's probably Benedict.
No, it's Benedict.
No, he shoves past
Benedict.
Busiak. Says, this tea, Benedict pushes there's tea. Busiak I can back. Smell it. I can feel it that there's tea. And he pushes past
roll
the stairwell.
Roll an alertness, Benedict.
Okay.
That's a success.
You don't smell tea. You do smell something else.
Oh. Do I know what it is?
Jean, do you know what the smell of cordite is like?
Oh.
You as a person.
I do. It's very, it's like metallic-y, dusty.
The smell of fresh gunpowder having been fired. You get to the top and you can hear the sound of movement beyond, but there is an unmistakable smell of freshly fired firearms in this little vestibule.
He looks back. He says, Busiak, it's gunpowder. There's no tea. Either we head out or you go first now. No tea. And he does like a no tea hand symbol.
Right. Tea. Right. He makes a tea with his
Busiak
fingers.
Clocks his finger symbols and he just like sort of slinks his axe off of his shoulder and hefts it, and he's like,
"What?
Yeah?
Is that the universal should we axe? Like, kind of thing? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe try knocking with the axe. Use the blunt end and hit the door and see if anyone opens. You know how to do that, Busiak. Have you ever knocked a door? Instead of barging in with an axe.
Firefighters typically go axe first.
That's a great t-shirt.
Look, Hank. Just trying to sort of like weigh our options here. I don't really know if going in guns blazing is the best option.
Yes, hence the discussion we're having right now.
And at that, Busiak just sort of like rolls his eyes and he's like, okay, have it your way. And he does kick the door in.
He just sticks his boot straight to it.
Yeah.
We're covering.
Give me a strength. I think this is a raw test of strength or athletics, I suppose. Whichever one.
Okay.
And let's see how Busiak does. Let's see how stylishly this occurs.
Success.
Oh,
wow.
A two under 80.
Busiak's a lot of dude, man, and he boots that door open. You're not even sure. Like, at this point in time, it was so mighty of a kick. It's like it doesn't even break the door. Like, you don't even know the door is closed all the way. Busiak, you, as your foot is planted back on the door and you look up, you see that you are standing in a small, kind of cramp-sized, what appears to be a living room. And in the center of the room are three chairs. And they're all like kind of with their backs together. And they all have kind of like loose around them, like ropes. It's but they've been cut. It's very clear that someone was tied, that three people appear to have been tied to these chairs. And now the smell of gunpowder is even more impressive. But that's not what really catches your attention, Busiak. The chairs, that's a little odd. Ropes on the chairs? Okay, a little sketchy. Busiak has been in a few scenes of some pretty bad medical situations. You know brain matter when you see it.
Oh, you're talking about gray matter?
Oh, yeah. There is blood and what appears to be, you would guess, to be brain matter in a way that would suggest that people were executed in these chairs. Yes. And as Busiak is saying there... Well, by the way, is Busiak happen to be... how's his sanity when it comes to violence? Is he immune to that, would you say?
I don't think so.
All right, roll me a quick sanity check.
All right. That's a success.
Okay, you take nothing. You take no sanity damage as you look... As you're looking at this in this scene, that and as the other two come in behind you, you can both roll sanity checks as well. Assuming you're not immune to violence, sanity damage.
Crit.
It's pretty fucking gnarly in here.
Benedict, take one sanity damage.
I don't know if you guys want to see
this. Benedict had a failure. If you are not immune to sanity damage from violence, go ahead and give yourself one tick.
Assuming you didn't cross.
Immune to violence. You are now immune
and
to violence. All right.
Immortal.
He's
be harmed.
He'll never die.
Live forever.
Not even God himself. we'll call out to the old glass cannon anyway. So yeah, you are now immune to... Let me rephrase that. So the way immunity to different types of sanity damage works is you're not immune. It doesn't mean you don't take sanity damage. It means you always pass your roll automatically. So you always take the least amount possible, which is typically zero.
What about Hank's critical sanity success?
Does he takes the least the amount brain? Possible, which was also oh. zero. Yes, he... Hank bends down and picks up a little piece of the scrambled egg-like substance and rubs it between his fingers. He's like, oh yeah.
And sniffs right. it.
And he smells it.
Somebody died here.
Are you thinking zombies, Hank? Are we in a zombie situation?
Hey, can Benedict roll... For Benedict, can you roll me a D6 real quick?
That's a 4.
You are not going to like this. You're not going to like this at all.
Can we skip it?
You know, Benedict, becoming immune to violence, it makes you cold. It makes you a colder person. You're never going to get along with people who don't understand that the same way. I need you to reduce your charisma by 4.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's a lot. Wait.
That's heavy.
Really?
Oh.
Page 73. Unfortunately, being adapted to violence means your agent's empathy suffers. He or she permanently loses 1d6 charisma and the same amount from every bond. So reduce each bond by 4 as well.
No!
Christ almighty.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
congratulations on being immune to violence.
I'm less happy
Benedict.
About it now. You're a shit-eating grin.
Yay!
So Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea
Yay!
Is gone. Like he's forgotten. He sees
fucked.
The brains on the floor, and it makes him think of that time that he fed Papua New Guinea some scrambled eggs.
If you think that's what gets you, then what's really going to get you is when the figure of probably a woman in her, we'll say, late 40s walks through the door, probably coming at the sound of her door being kicked in. She is wearing a old school kind of drab plain dress, but on her head is what appears to be a pillow sheet. And the pillow sheet is covered in blood and has a singular hole through it. And she seems unbothered by this fact as she walks in and gasps, "Oh!
Oh, madam, I assume that's your brain sheet."
She speaks with a thick accent, but she does seem to understand what you were saying. She's like, "Oh, pardon me, I did not know. Oh, I will get this up right away." And she she just darts out of the room.
Oh.
And as she does so, from the same door comes now a man. He appears to be about the same age, just from his size and shape. Also, with a sheet over his head, a singular hole burned into it, and the redness of it. And by the way, when she turns around, you see that there is a larger hole on the backside of her bedsheet head covering.
Sure.
And he's like, "Oh, sorry, it's pardon me. We were just cleaning up. We did not realize we were having guests."
"What are you doing here? What is this place?"
What do you mean? This is my home. It has been so long since we have had guests. I know times are hard. Please come in. I am Lamarck."
"Hi, Lamarck. Do you need any help? This looks like we've just run into a terrible asshole who tried to explode us. Do you need any help?"
"Oh, that is terrible. The anarchist. They are going to ruin everything."
"Yes.
Please come in. Sit down." He pulls one of the chairs around, and like as if to make space for you to sit. And again, you see this, and even maybe as he turns, you guys see, and there's light in here. You see that as he turns, you can see through the hole into the cavity underneath. Everyone who is not immune to sanity damage from violence, go ahead and roll me another sanity check.
Benedict, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I don't understand. What's the issue?
All right. Hank got a success.
Benedict's totally numb to it.
Hank, like, shakes it off. And like, I guess he takes zero sanity damage from a success.
Yes, you both take zero. That's correct.
So wait, to be clear, maybe I'm not understanding. Are we talking to the people that got shot in the head?
It appears that way.
Got you.
Bella, I think you got worse problems than anarchists. You got a hole through your head, and not to mention, there's also Nazis out there, by the way. But
The Germans, they will rule the day they rose up. They and he spits on the ground. They will rule the day they align themselves against the king. Please, and he shouts in what you guys would know to be Tartesian. You can hear him. He seems to be shouting to his wife for something, and then you see another figure come out. Appears to be a youngish man, maybe a teenager, a little bit slim. Same situation. He comes out, and he does not appear to speak English. He's speaking to his father, and his father basically kind of turns him around and kind of like shoos him away, like go. This is my son. He is useless. He is useless. Ha ha! The boy. He does not even have a job.
Sir, like, I want to reiterate. Are you okay?
Well, these times are hard, but we must be good hosts, good neighbors. Please sit down.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a gift for you. And Benedict takes the army helmet that he had and, like, gingerly hands it to the man. It's for you. I think it will help. Put it on now.
Oh, thank you. I do not think... I think we are safe in here, but it is a very... very kind that you would bring a gift here. Annette will bring you
tea,
cakes, and tea.
Yes.
And, say no more.
And yes, and the woman comes out, and they seem to want you to sit in these bloody chairs. And, like, there's, like, a couch that's, like, pushed back against the wall. And this whole place looks to have been ransacked. But they seem to not be but terribly bothered by the whole thing.
Busiek will absolutely not sit down. And he's just going to post up in the room with his axe on his shoulder. And he will just observe.
Benedict's going to sit on the couch. Say, thank you. Thank you kindly.
Yes, of course. Listen. Listen, there is, is there anything we can do for you? You've come from a long way. I can tell. We so rarely see the British. We have not seen in the city for many months.
Yes, we're back. How do we get to the palace?
The palace? You are going to the mask... Are you going to the masquerade?
There's a dance, you say.
Oh, he looks at his wife. He's like, they are going to the palace. They are invited.
And she, like, and she seems to, like, kind of gasp. And she's like,
oh, you must know very powerful people in the city. Oh, it is so good to have you in our home. What an honor.
You know, and she's kind of fussing over you. And she's also covered in blood. And, like, maybe she even, like, pats, like, Busiek. She, like, Busiek's standing there, like, kind of, like, nah. And she kind of, like, touches your arm, like,
oh, it's so good that you are here. Oh, it's so, so rare that we see and meet anyone who's ever been invited. Oh, I so want to go to the dance. Oh,
do you think, sure. Do you think we have, is it okay for us to go like this, or should we wear something else? Or do we need anything else?
Oh, it is a masquerade. You have to have an outfit.
I don't think we brought
you. You must know.
Do you have?
Maybe I could. I might be able to find something. Come help me look. Come see. I do not want to pick for you. Here, come with me. You will see. You will see what I have.
She wants you to go with her, Benedict.
Benedict wants to go, but Jean doesn't.
But does Benedict want to go?
Think about this. There could be repercussions.
It'll just be a moment. Guys, what are they going to do?
Just a second. Just a second, guys.
I think Benedict would go. He's become numb to violence. Like, he's probably just in a fugue-ish, sitting down, trying to make it normal, have some tea. So this lady invites him. She's been very kind. He's been very kind. I think he'd go.
You take a big slurp. You stand up, and she's like, and she says to her, who you assume to be her husband, she says to Lamarck, she says,
Lamarck, we'll be right back. We will find them. Oh, Lamarck, it is what it is. And he's like, yes, go.
You know, he's like, basically like, go, woman, you know, kind of like telling her to hurry up. He's like,
I'm sure they have to leave any moment. It is late.
Very busy.
The masquerade will be soon.
Hank, such nice masquerade. People.
Yeah. So there's the dance is tonight, you say, the masquerade.
Well, of course the dance is tonight.
Is this like an annual thing or like a monthly shindig?
No, the king, he throws the ball every night. It is in defiance of those who would come and disrupt his rule. They dance the night away.
The Germans and other nations are.
Well, that's just the Germans and the Black Wind. They are here. They want to. The Black Wind?
Yes, I'm not familiar with this faction.
Can I roll an intelligence? I think I remember that.
Yeah, I know it's been brought up, but I know.
Yes, go ahead. You can roll that intelligence if you, as a person, Jean, do not recall.
The fuck is the Black Wind?
I do recall. That's the. It was like the.
No, do
army.
You recall?
I think I do. I was just trying to get. I think it was the army from Carcosa that was coming in.
That's
to
right. There was a book that Benji found that was the history of the Russo-Germanic hegemony.
Yeah.
And that they fought. This Russian-Germanic alliance fought some group called the Black Wind. that seem to come out of Turkey.
But it seems the king is against the Germans and this other faction.
Yes, the king will stand against them. Do not worry. They cannot get him out of the mighty palace. Benedict.
The fuck is a hegemony? The fuck does that even fucking mean? Look, Benedict, you better if you wanna make a wardrobe change, like, that's one thing, but you better start making fucking sense.
At this point in time, Benedict has been snatched away into a different room by this woman.
No. You didn't give me a chance to follow him.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to go with?
Hank, what are we doing?
I mean, these guys got holes in their heads. I don't...
Is anyone following Benedict right now?
Be cool.
Yes.
Okay. Hank, you're now alone with the husband.
All right.
I said yes.
Yeah, huh? You're with me.
Yes. He's with... So y'all go to get changed with this woman. I'm with Lamarck.
Lamarck, yes.
I want to ask him about the what was they? What were they called? The dark?
The black wind.
Black wind.
I want to ask him about the black wind.
Oh, they come from... they are Turkish, you know, or something like that. He says that, you know, they come from they come from Istanbul. They come here, they fight the... And they could not fight the king themselves, so they fight between each other now. You know, and they and all my neighbors, they are gone. And he kind of regales you of this story, which is actually pretty sad when it sounds like it. But basically, it kind of boils down to there is some false king, some false lord who's from a foreign land. You think that's the Black Wind, folks? And they have laid siege to the palace, but the Tower Palace still stands strong. And now the Russians and the Germans have gotten involved, and they're fighting the Black Wind, but they're also fighting the king. But basically, the land is ruled by this royal family, and they're throwing this big party, kind of like they're making a big show of it. And, you know, everybody from the land is like, it's kind of like this big... like almost like a propaganda thing of like, we're still strong, we're still here, you haven't stopped us, like, we're gonna have a big shindig, right?
Last thing I ask him before you swap to what's going on with them, yeah, like, this king wouldn't have to be yellow, would he?
Yellow, the king? No, the king, I do not know if he is yellow. There are yellow, like the sky, or like the flag?
The king in yellow, rather.
I am he
seems to maybe not understand you, like maybe not understand your language.
Might be colorblind.
He's colorblind. I think it's what we can all agree on. You two get pulled in this other room. Benedict, can you roll me? Actually, Benedict, roll me a D100. How about that? How about you roll a D100? Let's see what happens here.
95.
Okay. You go into this other room, you having asked this woman for an outfit, something like that. She's like, "Here, I will show you. I will show you what Lamarck has. You are about Lamarck's size. I will show you what he has. It might not be good enough for the masquerade. I am so sorry. We do not have much." And she starts pulling things out of the she starts pulling things out of the closet. And as she goes, she starts, you know, at first it's clothes, and she's just, at first she kind of like pulls the clothes out and throws them. But then her pace gets more rapid, more frantic, and she starts just throwing things back over her shoulders. And then it's not just clothes. At first it's just like, oh, that's a shoe. Is that a guitar case? Is that a television? Like, what, like, and all this stuff starts, and then she goes into the closet. She goes into the closet and kind of goes almost like too deep. And you hear her scrambling, and then all of a sudden, complete dead silence all at once. now you two are standing here with this open closet door and just pitch blackness. What do you do?
Buziak? Maybe it's time for us to go.
Yeah. I don't really think it would be a very wise idea to go to the closet there.
Like, I'm man enough. Man enough to admit that we're not going to get any clothes from that closet. Let's ask Lamarck how we can get to the palace, and then we'll just let him know that I think his lady is maybe predisposed.
Yeah. Just casually tell him that his wife dissolved into a closet.
I don't think he's going to be surprised.
Wouldn't be the most surprising thing that I've seen in the last 6 months.
Could the two of you roll a d4 for me real quick?
Okay.
That's a 3.
A 3 for Benedict.
How do you do it so fast? 2.
Benedict takes 3 sanity damage.
Oh,
and can I deflect? Buziak takes 2. You can. What would Buziak like to do? Buziak gonna take it on the chin?
Yeah, I'll just take it.
As you guys are about to turn and leave, you hear something from within the closet. It is kind of a wet smacking sound.
Oh, Jesus.
As you look down towards the floor, and there is a dark red stain quickly spreading out from the darkness.
Buziak, out we go. Out we go. Close the door.
Nope.
Off we
go. Close the fucking closet
door. Meet
the
ball.
And Buziak literally closes the closet door. He's like, we're fucking out of here.
We're done.
This place is fucking cursed.
Bad idea.
I've seen this shit before. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Just as you close the door, you hear this sound and you see something within Buziak that appears to be, all you can see is broken glass, nails, bent rebar, as something is coming up toward the door with blood leaking down from its jaws as as you close the door and turn around.
Fuck that.
Good.
We're gone. We're fucking gone.
And Hank, these two have appeared back out, and they are insistent that it is time to leave.
Well, you haven't changed at all.
Hank, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Nothing nice to wear. Let's go. We're done.
Nothing nice. So
nothing nice. Let us go.
They don't have anything.
Lamarck, thank you for your hospitality, but I think we should be going to the masquerade and whatnot.
Question, Lamarck, to the palace. I need points.
It is towards the towers.
Is there a safe way to go?
No.
Can we find a more safe way to go? And he's gonna maybe persuade
this
him.
I think Annette might know a way. Hold on, let me go get her.
No, that's okay. Let me try persuade him. I want to try persuade him to. Is he gonna give us nothing? All
right. John, you keep digging this hole. Yeah. Nope, you roll that persuade roll. You roll it right now. You said it, and now you're gonna roll it.
It's a success.
All right, Lamarck's he's like. Please remember, it's like, as you guys are leaving, are trying to go out. He's like,
if you speak if you see the mayor, or even the king himself, tell him that Lamarck Barre helped you. Tell him of Lamarck.
I
hope to get an invitation from you someday.
As you guys get the hell out of there. And you guys are back out on the streets. Back out on the streets. And I will tell you this, the tower, the palace, seems no closer. But the sounds of combat, the machine guns, maybe even distant shouts now, You're making progress. But toward what? Well, at least it's better than Annette got in that closet. So, it could be worse.
Maybe.
Perhaps better. You never know. All right, guys, that's probably a good place for us to stop for this one.
Cool. I was thinking maybe like a nice little Narnia shortcut.
Yeah, not a just like rebar. You could go back and go through the closet. Who knows where it goes?
No, all good.
That was like a messed up, like satisfied. Iron Maiden creature or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
that is a fucking death trap. Is what? Have y'all seen that meme? That's Tom Hardy, and it's like that's a trap.
Oh no, that's for Mad Max. That's bait.
Mad Max.
That's bait. Yep.
That's what that was. Yeah. That was a complete diversion.
Wow. Well, there was tea though. But like that was just.
It was tea.
He played Benedict like a fiddle.
Yep. You know, and the funny thing is, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up, and I just went for the ride. So, it's, and I'm glad we went there. I think we'd all agree it was a good time. Guys.
That's bait.
That's bait. T is bait. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a wonder we didn't turn around once we saw. I was just saying, it took that for us to run, not people with holes in their heads and sheets.
Yeah, I love the. These people should be dead. And it's like, you know what? We've seen weirder. Oh, okay, there's something in the closet. All right, let's go. It's always a surprise we get you.
It's fun to play, like, this character that I'm playing is now the straight man, whereas Benji was the one that would have gone into the closet.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
But Busiak is the one that's like, this is a fucking trap. Everything is bad. Everything is always bad. Everything is out to kill you.
Well, that's how he survived in the night world for however long, right? You know?
Yep.
And these guys are so unhinged at this point, it's getting to the point where Benedict's just like, nah.
Tea?
I don't.
He actually got some tea, though. And Joe, I hate to bring this
up.
You
did get tea.
But for a character who thrives on tea to finally get
you
some tea.
You can go to hell, is what you can do.
That thrives on tea. That says it right there on this character sheet.
Thing in life.
It says so right there. No. No, fuck you, Jean, is what I say. No joking. I'm giving you another nega joking for that.
So the next joking that you get is actually negated?
Right. Yeah. You're in joking debt.
Joking debt, oh lord.
All right, everyone listening.
That's a rough place to be.
Everyone watching, thank you so much. These last two episodes, a little on the shorter side. It's quite late. We're trying to knock these out so that we can stay on board and get you stuff through the holidays on time. But we're
knocking out the fun.
Some good ones. There's some good ones, though. and you know what?
Place.
Is it a bad place, Brad? Do you not like the place?
Full of adventure is what I was going to say.
It is.
Adventure around every corner.
Down around every corner. But everyone listening, we're watching, thank you so much. If you want to get everything a week early, you want to get some of the sanity check and whatnot, hit us up on Patreon. Really appreciate it. But besides that, guys, again, thank you so much. Thank you, Jean, for getting up early. Thank you guys for staying up late.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for running it, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I'll be at my best when I don't have a recent neck injury. But
guys, again, sorry about giving you that neck injury. I don't even do that.
Sorry. Yeah. But everyone listening, everyone watching, again, thank you so much. We will catch you next time. And remember, as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.
Bye-bye.